Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
Pat Brady's here, and Eric Adelstein's here as well. Pat, name of your company is?
Next Generation Strategy.
Eric?
AL Media.
And we're just talking to Eric off the air. You got a bunch of governor's races your company's working on?
We do. We're obviously working on the Illinois one. We've talked about that one before for Chris Kennedy. We're working in Iowa for Fred Hubbell, in Maine for Janet Mills, the Attorney General, and a few other states as well.
Speaking of Mr. Kennedy, the next Lincoln Forum event is only about 10 days away. What's the story on that, Pat?
2 weeks from today, LincolnForum.org. We have Chris Kennedy, our guest's honored guest.
Like I said, it's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks from today.
So it's 2 weeks from today? So 2 weeks then.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. 2 weeks from today.
But get your tickets
you
now.
You guys done?
Yeah. Actually, we're going to do our version of Who's On First now.
Yeah, it's good. Ticket sales good. So grab your tickets. Come on by. Two great events. I'm really looking forward to hearing from Chris Kennedy.
And that'll be 2 weeks from today at LincolnForum.org. Got it.
And you're not invited.
Sarah Feigenholz is invited. I asked the representative to come on because there is a continued focus, or an increased focus, I should say, and appropriately so, on sexism in Springfield in particular. And Sarah's been there a while. Let me go to the phone now. Good morning, Ms. Feigenholz.
How are you, sir?
Nice to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure.
We have this Iris Silverstein story that broke yesterday, but that's not the only incidence of this. What do you want to say about it?
You know, Steve, I think that Springfield doesn't have an HR department. We do have an apparatus set up. We have an inspector general, and we have just learned that spot has been vacant for 2 years. We've learned that the job has been offered to two or three people who haven't taken it, or they've rejected it, or the caucuses haven't agreed on it. And so bottom line is we've got to get down to the bottom of it, because there are some complaints, not cases, that are pending that need to be addressed.
There was a time here where there was a particular offender that was in the building. And I was always nervous about seeing some of these college kids coming through, girls 20, 21, 22, who he would call in for meetings. And at one point I walk into his office and he had one of them changing a light bulb so he could stare at her from behind, up on a desk. And I took her aside and said, don't ever be in a room with this guy alone again. And if you have a problem, you know, talk to our HR department. And then I closed the door and yelled at him. But having said all of that, do you have a similar sense of trying to protect the younger, I don't know if there's any other way to put this, the more naive folks that come through Springfield now, or have you always felt that way?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Steve, because it was a young woman, and many young women actually, that triggered this whole thing.
Sure.
when they posted the Illinois Facebook page and started telling their stories. And I actually felt like I was watching some of these young women who I'd mentored get it was really very, very vivid. And the story you tell reminds me of how I felt when I read their stories. This is absolutely intolerable. We should have a zero tolerance policy.
Yep.
Anybody in the corporate world, a person had their desk is packed up and they're walked out the door, and their attorney walks into the office with the CEO and says, you know, just whatever you do when you get sued, settle. There's really no way around this. So, you know, we don't have an HR department in Springfield. And so we are still clearly needing to fine-tune our process, because this has been going on and it's getting, you know, it's getting worse, and there are less and less women who are coming to Springfield to participate in the policy process, which is not a good thing.
No, it's a bad,
Sarah,
it's a bad thing.
What are the repercussions? I mean, with regard to this, the allegations against Ira Silverstein and trying to allegedly block a bill because this woman, this victim's rights advocates who testified, had a boyfriend at the time. What would, if these are found out to be true, that this did happen, what are the repercussions? And should there be more there should be tougher restrictions in place for this type of behavior?
Yes. Right now the process is that the complaint is filed and it goes to the inspector general. If the inspector general deems that it is serious enough, it goes to the Ethics Commission, which is made up of a group of legislators, two from each caucus. But since the IG was not in, there was no inspector general in place, there was no one to kick it from a complaint to a case.
It's just ridiculous. Well, obviously, that's the first problem to solve. But I appreciate the perspective, because it needs to come from someone like you withstanding, and obviously a woman that can speak to the question. So we'll have you back on about this, but I appreciate it.
It gets worse. I mean, if I am a lobbyist, not on the, not a state legislator or a staff, I have no place to go. So what Senate Bill 402 would do is, everybody's going to get trained, from legislators to staff, and lobbyists have to get trained if they want to get certified and come do business in Illinois.
It seems fair.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, everybody needs to hit the reset button. There is a whole different the nature and the culture of Springfield has got to change. We need more women, not less, in Springfield, and they should not be intimidated or be power played. This has been going on for so long that even everybody is asking themselves what they've done and looking in the mirror. Everybody. How have I said, if you don't, we all have to check ourselves. We all have to look in the mirror and say, what are we doing here? What kind of power plays are we playing?
And by the way, that's men.
This is happening to men, Steve.
It's men and women. It's men and women. And here's the thing. You may never have sexually harassed someone, but as a man, you may have said something inappropriate that you need to make amends for. And you need to do an inventory of all of that. All right. Thank you, Sarah Feigenholtz. Go ahead and check out Sarah online anytime.